Hey there, this is Steve Horseman with Good Guys to Great Men. Thank you once again for tuning in and watching this week's video. I promise I'm going to make this one short and sweet. Dr. Glover, who wrote No More Mr. Nice Guy, once told a story in an interview that there's this thing that happens when a woman pulls her shirt up in front of a man. He gets a feeling. Imagine this, a woman pulls her shirt up and stares you right in the eye. And there's this feeling you get, this overwhelm of surprise and shock and attraction and, oh my God, she's doing this for me. I must be special. Well, what Dr. Glover said is that there is a way a man can be around a woman that makes her feel those same things. No, it's not lifting your shirt up and showing your six-pack to her. That seldom in the beginning has any effect on a woman. She's less impressed. What a woman is more impressed by, what she's surprised by, that wow, that attraction, that idea that you're laser focused on her and that she is seen and that she is heard, she's truly understood, is when you are able to show a side of you. This masculine, strong, secure, mature side of your masculinity that it has a very similar impact on a woman. That same feeling you get when you see her flash her boobs at you, that her version of wow, holy crap, isn't that you flashed your shirt, it's that you flashed yourself. Just like she opened herself to you by pulling the shirt up, when you open yourself to her as a secure and confident and a very grounded man who can see her and talk to her and yield to her in conversation and be curious and be interested and be less interested in being interesting to her, right? Start listening for insight and ask good questions and be present without having to be dominant or feeling some boyish need for attention or approval or validation. When a man can show up like that to a woman and actually show himself vulnerably and open-hearted without fear and feeling connected and fun and feeling secure in himself, that is the equivalent of flashing your boobs at her, right? So this is what we want to teach you. This is what we want to help you with is what are those things that hold us back from feeling connected, secure, and confident, and already full of self-validation? What are the things that keep us from listening closely so we can connect and actually hear what somebody's saying? Actually listen for understanding instead of our next response and trying to be cool, trying to be noticed. What are those things in us, and usually it's that boyish energy, that keeps us from just being quiet and grounded? Still waters run deep is an old saying, and that saying is meant to say that you can see that somebody has a body above water, but a woman can sense when you have much more below the surface. It's character, it's a belief system, it's a grounding in self-reliance and self-love, right? A woman can see when a man is secure in those things and that he doesn't have an emptiness about him where he's always looking to be filled up by her or somebody else. And that is what the wow factor is. That's what I want to help you get. So if you have any questions about that, any specific story, share them in the comments in YouTube and we'll answer your questions for you. Hope that helps you today, guy. Take care. Bye-bye.